And then, of course, the quake at Sumatra and the killer tsunami. And, you know, I was reading the stories in the aftermath, the immediate aftermath of that, in which people, along with the horrible tragedy, were commenting that not one single animal body was found. It was in all kinds of wire stories. And, Jim, it seems to me that bolsters everything you've been saying about animals, doesn't it?
It certainly caused a lot of communication my way, and a lot of people say, well, maybe there is something to it. Well, it's pretty hard to ignore when they have all these human bodies and no bodies of the large mammals. And there were reports of elephants heading up the hill and
yes,
and all kinds of animals heading up the hill. Also, before quakes, there are often mass strandings of marine mammals.
Yes.
And I just uncovered it, one I'd forgotten all about. Back in late January 1971 was the worst marine mammal stranding in the history of Southern California, with more than 200 dolphins stranded up on San Clemente Island.
Huh.
Less than about 2 weeks before the February 9th quake at San Fernando.
Isn't that something?
And that was on the day of the eclipse of the moon also.
Uh-huh.
So we had the tidal effects, and we had the marine mammals, and then I went back through the old L.A. Times, and sure enough, the missing animals rose abruptly just before that quake, and could have been predicted had I been looking at it in those days. And then there was an article on February 10th, the day after the quake, where they were citing the Griffith Park Observatory astronomer, Dr. Kaufman, and he said, I think yesterday's earthquake had something to do with yesterday's eclipse of the moon. Not that it caused the quake, but through extra gravitational stress, triggered a weak place in the fault. My idea. Only I didn't get it till 3 years later.
Well, what do you think, Jim, that animals, what's going on here? Are they sensing of something, some vibration? Are they actually having some kind of instinctual, precognitive experience,
you know,
altogether? What do you think?
Okay, we do know that they have the mechanism in their bodies by which they can detect changes in the magnetic field. We know that even people have it, and it wasn't recognized until 1984. I'm talking of the most highly magnetic natural substance on Earth, magnetite.
Magnetite in our brains,
it's
right?
304, it's right over our pineal gland, yeah, in the middle of our forehead, and that's where number 14 people, 13 women, one man, have reported to me they get these terrible these headaches. They identify them as earthquake headaches, and
yes,
in the middle of their forehead, and they last for about 3 days before the quake, and then moments before the earthquake, maybe within 30 minutes, the pressure and pain disappear, and they know the quake is imminent.
Well, since these are people and they can talk, maybe
yeah,
we should be corralling all these people
yeah,
who have this and keeping track of them.
Yes, and I've had, oh, heck, six or eight of them communicated with me regularly when I was down in San Jose. I'm a little more remote now, still a phone number away, and my website has had 122 million hits on it since the very first time I opened it back in 1997 on the day I was first on your show.
And your website is?
It's Syzygy Job, S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y-J-O-B, my initials, .com, .org, .net. S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. And if they go to my message board, they will see under seismic sentries about 200 comments about animals just this month. And there's parakeets and dogs and cats and tortoises and ants and, you know.
So then I'm right. There is a lot of activity going on.
Oh, yes.
I'm
yes,
getting the email, so.
Huh? So I certainly encourage people to document these things. There's just no one thing. Oh, it's to call it anecdotes. I'm always accused of talking about anecdotes. Well, when I get the information in advance and publicize it, then it's not an anecdote. It's a fact. It's a scientific fact.